This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Five days in, what most encourages you about how the administration's going and what most worries you?
I like the idea what he did with regard to the unions. I'm a big union fan working with them. I like the idea that he has reached out with regard to prescription drugs. I like the idea that during the campaign he said that he was not going to cut Social Security, Medicare's or Medicaid. It seems like that may be shifting. But the thing I don't like is how we have gotten distracted. You all have been saying it all morning. Donald Trump, the president, can be a great president. But every time he does something good and positive, then we move over to these things that are trivial. I mean, as I left my house this morning, a lady comes up to me. She's worried whether she can get treatment for her breast cancer. I mean, on my way here, I see people getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning with their kids in their arms and going to babysitters. And my point is that Americans want their problem solved. They don't want to be talking about how many people were in a crowd one day and who was there the next day. They want to be focused because their lives depend on it. They have to live this life every day.
And that's what matters. And, you know, Elijah, it's fascinating.
Elijah Cummings, interesting. Well, he did find some good stuff. But this is the thing about Donald Trump, with all the things he's doing, there's something in there for everybody. That seems to be the order of the day. He is not, letting any moss grow under his feet. He's been nonstop here. But yes, you're right. He steps on his message and does all this. But as we talked about with Dr. Herb London, you know, Scott, I think this is all part of the amusement. You know, this is kind of the carnival, you know, DNA gene that's in Donald Trump. He just kind of likes to whip things up a little bit. And, whether it's has to do with the number of people in a, you know, in a crowd and all that, and I think
his dislike was even more so directed, not necessarily at Trump. I think he's saying that, why are we talking about, you know, crowd size or any of that?
Right.
And none of that means anything to anybody.
Yeah. So, well, and I think it's their opportunity too to focus on this stuff, to see it for what it is, and you know, I think in part Trump's playing the media. I mean, normally. They send things out for politicians, little shiny things for them to chase after and see how ADD they are. And it's Trump now doing it, you know, so, and they're all getting all spirited about this stuff and, you know, but meanwhile, he's about the people's business, and there's some good things for Elijah Cummings to come alongside. I think that in part, this is just me, is that Trump needs to have some type of surrogate that's just kind of the crisis management surrogate that deals with all this kind of silly stuff and, just kind of throws it out there and let them take the heat for it. And meanwhile, the president can keep his head down. But I think part of he's probably just ADD and just gets lost and caught up in some of this stuff, you know, sticks his head up and sees some crazy stuff, makes a quick comment, and then goes back and, is changing the world. You know, executive order at a time.
Well, the other thing is that it is pretty well documented that he doesn't sleep very much.
Yes.
So, I mean, if he's up and using, 19 of the 24 hours, well, that puts him ahead of the game for most people.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of time, because as well as I do, most people after 10 p.m., I'm off the bed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, their body's shutting down. I mean, whether they want to go to bed or not, the body says, "Hey, we're going to bed." You know,
if that's the case, that means he's got all those hours there where most people are sleeping. To where, well, I'm not doing anything, and it's not like I can call anybody right now.
Right.
So he's got a lot of downtime.
Well, I think Elijah Cummings, it's good to hear some sober reasoning from Elijah Cummings. that he can see some good out of this. And, you know, hey, he'll keep his constituents happy. And, you know, Donald Trump is listening. So that's a good thing, too, right? Exactly. We'll see what happens here. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's always good to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. Past interviews. I mean, we've got some great, great guests. This is what we look out for. You know, get the experts, bring them in. Let's get their rather smart ideas and put them on the table and make them part of the conversation in the public square. Why not? With us right now, as we're going to talk George Washington, we're going to, you know, a little history lesson here. Let's go back to 1796, the farewell address of our first president, who warned that factionalism and partisanship will make our nation prone to the rise of an authoritarian leader and the ruin of public liberty. Now, 200-some-odd years later, with an iconoclastic inauguration upon us, time we woke up, says our next guest, to this powerful harbinger. Christopher Arndt is with us, a former Wall Street executive. His new book, The Right's Road to Serfdom, he references George Washington's inaugural address in his analysis of the dangers to political liberty that have arisen over the past 15 years. Christopher Arndt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Glad to be here.
Hey, excellent to have you here to talk about your new book. And who would have thought what our first president was thinking about in light of this 21st century information age we live in, right?
Yeah, it goes to show you. I think his warning is uncannily relevant now. And you know, part of our challenges today are technology and things that are new, but it also goes to show you that, you know, human nature is constant, and they designed our system of government with that in mind and with the division of powers, and so some things don't change, and that's why the warning is relevant now.
Well, it would seem that Donald Trump is maybe rewriting what politics could be. And I think that, you know, with change, it always makes people feel a little cautious and wary about it. And, you know, and certainly Donald Trump is such a character that, you know, he is not your father's president.
Well, that's true. And we shouldn't be fearful of change. In fact, the principles, you know, on which our country was founded were set there to enable change, right? Mm-hmm. To allow for a switch of power and so forth that would be smooth. So we shouldn't fear change itself. What we should fear is if there's a direct threat to the political principles which are common to us all.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what I see, there's three, you know, to unpack what I think is the very relevant part of George Washington's farewell address, there's three critical components to it, and maybe fourth if we have some time. But the first thing that he talked about was strong partisanship that leads to a government that is almost unable to function or solve practical problems. The second, you know, step in this unraveling is a growing public frustration with this gridlock. leading to a growing appeal for a lone personality or an authoritarian to right the situation. And, you know, one of the things that I think was unprecedented coming into this election was that we had more than 5 years where approval of Congress was below 20%.
Mm-hmm.
That's unprecedented. And I think that sentiment drove this appeal to have a lone personality, a maverick, someone who come in and, you know, change the situation. There was a Quinnipiac poll back in August of 2016 that was titled "Trump Supporters Want a Leader Who Ignores All the Rules." And in that poll, you know, one of the quotes or questions was, "What we need is a leader who is willing to say or do anything to solve America's problems." You know, almost 90% of Trump supporters agreed with that statement, and actually almost more than half of Americans agreed with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
So the concern here is that that was one of the factors that propelled, you know, Trump to the nomination, the Republican Party, as well as, you know, to a narrow Electoral College victory. And we're a rules-based society. You know, mm-hmm. rules are what make us free, in fact, the restraints on those who have political power. So I think this sentiment, I understand where it's coming from because people want their government to work,
right.
But the sentiment of someone coming in, who will just do anything, that's a dangerous sentiment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say a narrow electoral, college victory. I'm not sure what you mean by narrow. I mean, it seemed to be.
Well, yeah, someone who lost the popular vote but won the Electoral College. There were 100,000 votes that separated, you know, mm-hmm. victory, an Electoral College victory from a lost in an election that had tens of millions of votes. In fact, you know, 60-odd million on either side. So mm-hmm. that's what I mean by narrow.
Well, yeah, well, I guess in a sense, yeah. I mean, we'll let that. I don't want to go necessarily down that rabbit hole there, but I hear what you're saying because that seems to be, you know, almost a you know, kind of the shield of protection. People want to, you know, say that Donald Trump didn't necessarily get a mandate. We don't want to talk about it in those terms. But certainly, you know, he got the electoral vote. He got the vote of the people that said, "Hey, look, we want change." And I hear what you're saying. The relevance of what Washington said in terms of, you know, were the people, you know, right there exactly where what Washington said could happen? Exactly. I think that is exactly where they're at. Whether or not Donald Trump will be the one to be the lone wolf to make all these changes, you know, right now, you know, the changes that he seems to be doing, you know, are gaining some bipartisan support, don't you think?
I'm not sure if that's the case. I mean, again, it's the type of change that we should really be focusing on. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with change, mm-hmm. but are you undermining norms and laws and institutions which are required for a free society? The Dallas Morning News, which is a very famously conservative paper, said in early September that Trump had an authoritarian streak that should horrify limited government advocates. And it's this streak that we should be concerned about. And it actually gets into the third part of what George Washington warned about, was that an authoritarian personality would take advantage of this intense partisanship and use party tribalism for mm. personal elevation. And I'm concerned. I had an op-ed in the Denver Post last week, you know, talking about one of my concerns here, and that is we've never had a president coming into power maintaining ownership of a large network of domestic and foreign businesses. That's a development that's unprecedented in the history of our 240-year-old republic. It really steers our economy towards the very essence of crony capitalism, to have a president owning all these businesses and it's run by his sons. It lacks common sense and it's probably a violation of our Constitution as well. So what a free society is about restraints and limits. And Donald Trump, one of the things he needs to do right now is put aside and sell or put into a blind trust his ownership interests and focus on leading the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, I mean, I understand why you're saying what you're saying. I think it would seem that most people are accepting of him, and maybe to your point, and in agreeing with George Washington.
I don't think most people are accepting of him. I mean, the protests which were peaceable that came on last Saturday, that was the largest protest the United States has ever seen. So I think people are concerned about the things I'm talking about.
Well,
Chris, we
got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Chris Arndt is with us.
Against our heads every day, but now a landmark government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
And whether a child is born in the urban sprawl of Detroit or the windswept plains of Nebraska, they look up at the same night sky, they fill their heart with the same dreams, and they are infused with the breath of life by the same Almighty Creator. So to all Americans in every city near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. And your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. God bless America.
Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on these 280-plus outlets and affiliates and around the world via shortwave. Welcome back, America. Our conversation with Christopher Arnn continues. His brand-new book, The Right's Road to Serfdom, is a call to a warning, and a warning that was pretty well spelled out, loud and clear, by George Washington, our first president, who warned strong partisanship leads to authoritarianism. Chris, I would think some people might say that, you know, we went through 8 years of authoritarianism under Barack Obama. What would you say to that response? Or how would you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more of a symptom of the partisanship than it is accurate. I mean, mm-hmm. One of the hallmarks of the Obama administration, and I recognize this, you know, may not, on both sides of the aisle, they may not agree with this, but there was a lot of accusations. There was actually not one scandal. There was nothing, you know, that people found anything to. And so this, you know, president was acted, you know, for the most part, in a rules-based way. I think one of the things, the interesting question is, why do we have such intense partisanship now? And I want to be clear, there's partisanship on both sides of the aisle.
That's what makes it partisanship, yeah. Is that you have both sides' interests, and they're locked down. There's no doubt about it.
That's right. And obviously our government has functioned with political parties and functioned well in the past. So what's different now? One of the things that is different is you have one political party that's programmatically against government, that has kind of adopted what I think is a misguided idealism that all we need to do is roll back government. And if the more we roll back government, the freer we are. That's a dangerous misconception because we actually need government to solve common tasks, and we need government, in fact, to secure liberty. And it also there's a logic to the unraveling that's very much related to that misguided idealism. For example, if you run for Congress as a Republican today and you do so with this sense that you're going to get in there and just roll back government, and that, you know, the evil opponent is the person on the activist liberal on the other side. The problem is, once you win office, you know, what do? You've kind of boxed yourself into a corner with your rhetoric. You can't strike a bipartisan deal with your opponent across the aisle to solve a common problem that needs to be solved. You know, that's the ticket to a primary contest in less than 2 years away. And so what happens is then we move both away from solving practical problems where government is required and towards fear about one's political opponent, towards fear about foreigners, towards fear, you know, towards culture wars. We get away from solving practical problems and what the government really needs to do. So that's one of the mechanisms or the logic to the intense partisanship that we have today. And I think that's one of the things, you know, that's led to this fear-soaked sense concern about, that some people had about Obama and the difficulty of getting things done today in Congress.
Well, I think let me address your first statement, because Valerie Jarrett introduced this, and then this became kind of a little bit of a thread at the exit, and you know, the reinforcement of the legacy of Barack Obama, and he himself said he was proud there was no scandals, but yet you know, then there were reports. I mean, that was like one of those shiny items that went out there, and the media, you know, not necessarily the mainstream media, but other parts of the media addressed you know, hundreds of scandals, and so I go, okay, well, it depends on what do you hang on just a second, what you define as scandal. You know, some would say Benghazi, the gun running issue, the fact that you had the first black attorney general that was, was reprimanded, by Congress. I mean, you know, it's like, wow. I mean, he was held in contempt by Congress for lying. Some of these things. I don't know. What do you define as a scandal?
Bill, let's do this. Imagine if the boot were on the other foot, right? And imagine if Obama owned a network of hotels and condos that he showcased during his campaign for office. You know, imagine if Obama owed money to China and probably to Russian investors and refused to disclose his tax returns after saying he would. Nobody would stand for that. And I think the inability to challenge for legislatures and some people on the American right to challenge these transgressions on the part of Donald Trump and these things that should be raising huge red flags, particularly, you know, another example is, you know, imagine if more than half of what Obama said was just a blatant falsehood. Nobody would stand for that. Mm-hmm. And somehow.
And I think that that's what gave rise to Donald Trump, don't you think?
Well.
To your point?
No, because most of, you know, all politicians will fib, will embellish, talk around the edge, and Obama's clearly within that category. Trump is something totally unique. More than half of what he says is just, you know, simply false. You can go to PolitiFact and look at that. In fact, half of what he says is completely false or is ridiculously false, a standard that they call pants on fire. So there's no, you know, one of the basis of our liberal democracies is that we all can accept a similar set of facts. You know, Senator Moynihan once said, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts.
Right.
And Donald Trump does not follow that. And anyone who has an earnest understanding of the principles of a free society should be very scared by that right now.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
Conway is presenting.
Right.
This has never happened in the history of the country, Bill.
Oh, I think that people have altered, you know, this isn't necessarily new. It's just kind of in a new package, maybe.
Where a question of degree comes a change in kind, right?
Yeah.
If more than half of what you say is just demonstrably false. I mean, Trump will walk around, there'll be a body on the, you know, ground, as an example, I'm just making an analogy. And, you know, he can say that person's alive, and you could say, well, let me check his pulse, or
right.
He has no pulse and the body's cold, and he says, believe me, trust me, the body's alive.
Right.
This has never happened in, you know, a chief executive of ours.
Well, I think that this is what behooves, you know, our media and those that are in a responsible journalistic position, you know, to pursue the truth. This is what this show is all about. And, you
That's
know,
and, exactly
and Chris,
right. Yep.
And I appreciate you coming on and presenting the case. I like the book. I like what you presented here. It is a good warning signal. I do not think that America is going into this blindly. I think they're frustrated with their government and saying, look, we need something, you know, something to change here. You know, to your point and to George Washington's point, we're frustrated. We want to move things along. And, time will tell how this will work out, but there's going to be a lot of amusement wrapped into this package. There's no doubt about it.
Sure. Well, I wrote my book as a timely reminder of, you know, principles of political freedom that are common to us all. So
that's great.
You know, I hope it's a contribution to help us make us It will be.
Thank you, Chris.
I want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hooray for Hollywood!
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood! That phony, super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and...
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Ian Tuttle is with us, National Review Institute Buckley Fellow in Political Journalism. Ian, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about these confirmation hearings. You particularly cite in this New York Times, which you titled A Disgraceful Attack on Rick Perry.
That's right. So last week, the New York Times published a story in which the lead paragraphs in the headline said that Rick Perry had taken the job accepted the nomination to be Donald Trump's Secretary of the Department of Energy, but had no idea that the Department of Energy is responsible for keeping up, maintaining the country's nuclear energy arsenal, which is a big part of its portfolio. As a number of people pointed out, and I wrote a piece to this effect, the New York Times had one source for that claim, who was an advisor to the Trump transition team who had left the team by the time the Perry nomination came up, and who told the Daily Caller that his quote was ripped out of context and that he didn't actually say what the New York Times claimed he said. Other than that, the New York Times had no basis for claiming what they had written, even though they had been called on it by several news sources by about 24 hours after the piece had been published, they stood by their reporting. So it was a particularly egregious example of irresponsible journalism, which I think we've seen a glut of when it's come to these confirmation hearings.
Well, Ian, you know, as a journalist and a proud journalist who have, you know, you've worked hard to maintain and respect the principles of journalism, which is under scrutiny and under attack because, unfortunately, you have journalists out there misrepresenting the profession and really burning the edges to such a degree that, you know, I'm glad to hear another journalist calling into account, you know, fellow journalists that are trying to misrepresent the profession.
I think we're at a particularly dangerous time or vulnerable time, perhaps, for journalists. You know, the Trump has Trump obviously took after the media very, very early in his campaign, and that's been a key element, I think, of his success, pointing out that so much of the media was engaging in activism and not actual journalism, and a lot of the period from election day forward to now has really sort of validated that criticism. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, what I think a lot of journalists have decided to do is basically double down on that activism. You know, there's a lot that Trump is doing that I'm not a fan of, and the way he's critiqued the media, I think, could have been done much more intelligently and much more constructively. But what a lot of journalists, prominent, you know, establishment, prestige journalists have done is basically say, this guy is so bad, we're going to dispense with journalistic standards altogether so that we can you know, hold him to account. Well, that's exactly the opposite of the tactic that's needed to hold authority to account.
Yeah, they're going to do, they're doing their themselves in. I mean, they're losing readership. Broadcast outlets are losing listeners and viewers because of this, you know, doubling down that takes place. I mean, they've got to hear what the connection is. Why is Trump connecting? You know, and why is the people believing this? And that is because I believe journalists have lost their way, and they've become more infotainment and opinion oriented, and all that's fine as long as you declare it to be so. But still, you know, the reason for journalism and the reason for these publications is to document history. And when you're not doing what is your, you know, your main job and your main reason to being, you put yourself into vulnerable territory, don't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I mean, what you say about sort of declaring biases, I think is important. You know, the New York Times still does very, very fine reporting, some very good, you know, content that you can read in the Times. The problem is that the New York Times is a very fine left-wing paper. Mm-hmm. But they don't say that. They say, you know, we're middle of the road, we're objective, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, when they publish something like the Rick Perry piece, they publish it as news, as a news story, not as an opinion piece or something from their editorial board.
Exactly.
But you read that and you say, this isn't news, this is, you know, a distortion of fact and basically editorializing under the guise of news. If you have newspapers come out and say, you know, look, this is where we stand on these things, and we're going to be straightforward about that, then I think, you know, folks like us who are on the opposite side of the spectrum can say, okay, that helps us know how to read you. Mm-hmm. And it tells us that you're going to be forthright about where you stand on these issues, and we can sort of go from there. And so for a lot of people, they've experienced this bias that a lot of these papers won't own up to, and they just dismiss the papers altogether, which increases the segregation and the sort of bubble effect that exists on both sides. Right. And I think that's particularly troubling as well.
Well, I think the opportunity for these publications is to, you know, and it's tough. I mean, you know, when you have somebody holding you to account and it's been business as usual and you've kind of gone down the road and you're losing ground here, and you have somebody like Trump who's sometimes not as charming as you would like and a bit bombastic, it's irritating. So you sit there and you resist and you shut down. But if you take you know, kind of an open-minded view and say, okay, what are the nuggets here? I mean, he's connecting with a lot of people. I mean, look at his followers. I mean, what is he up to? 45 million people that follow him on his Twitterverse, you know, his universe. So he's making some impact here, and the people are responding because they are tracking with him when he says the media has been, you know, they've crossed over the lines. You can't trust them. And so here's their opportunity to do something different, not necessarily double down. And I understand, you know, the knee-jerk reaction is to double down, saying, no, you know, we don't like this guy. We're not going to hear his message. Somebody's going to wise up sooner or later and figure out, okay, what do we need to do? We need to be accountable. And I think there are journalists like yourself who are saying, okay, what's the reality? What do we need to do? Maybe we need to be better vanguards of journalistic principles to make sure what we're putting out there is valid, it's truthful, it's objective, and it's appropriately placed. If it's an opinion piece, it's an opinion piece, and it's declared as such, you know. Because I think with Donald Trump, I mean, he made it clear that it's America first, and the mission of his administration is going to be about America and America's workers, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, a lot of people are panicking. A lot of journalists are panicking about, you know, the state of the media under Trump, you know, the restriction of press freedom and these sorts of things. I'm much more, if not sanguine, at least a lot less concerned in this respect, that the principles of good journalism have been the same for a long, long time.
Exactly.
When you publish a piece, you publish a claim, make sure that it's well-sourced. Name your sources, as many as possible.
Right.
You know, Trump has a habit of saying everything that, you know, criticizes him as fake news, you know, which is a habit with which I disagree, obviously. But if you're a news source, you can come back and say, this isn't fake news. Look, here are the
right.
three sources I named, etc. That's good journalism. That'll
exactly.
stand up.
Yeah, and that will stand up, and then how do you refute it? Then you begin to, you know, you get to fight back with the facts. But, you know, as we say often on this show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And, you know, people have gotten casual. You know, you've got to do the hard journalistic work and make sure the research is done, standards are maintained, so that you can, you can defend yourself. And when you do that, you force the other people to defend themselves, and everybody gets better in the process, don't they?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's what I believe. Ian Tuttle, National Review Institute Buckley Fellow in Political Journalism. Good piece, very thoughtful, and some great insight here, Ian. And I appreciate you fighting the good fight there for good journalism principles for us, okay?
Oh, thanks so much.
You take care. Ian Tuttle, thank you.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life. My life. This is going to be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Online is just one of the many sources, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around the country or around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. James Antle III is with us, Washington Examiner's politics editor. He was previously managing editor of the Daily Caller, associate editor of the American Spectator, and senior writer for the American Conservative. James, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, well, Donald Trump's not wasting any time. I like the way you phrased it. It's rather frenetic. And for people that think that they can get 8 hours of sleep in Washington, D.C., the party's over because you got a president that's operating on 3-4 hours of sleep. And if he's not tweeting and he's signing executive orders, he's about the people's business. And he's in the fast lane, isn't he?
It's very difficult to keep up with him. And, you know, Trump has, in the early going, looked to fulfill as many of his campaign promises as he can through executive orders, through meetings with people. You know, he's been able to move things just by tweeting, which, you know, obviously he's the first president to really use social media directly himself. You know, President Obama did the occasional tweet signed by BO, but, you know, most of them were staff generated tweets, and weren't really used to drive businesses' decisions, to drive policy, to influence members of Congress. Trump has done all of those things with his tweets. So it's really been a busy first few days.
Well, when you've got 45 million plus people following you, on your Twitter, I mean, that's a force to deal with.
Absolutely. And, you know, Trump acquired a lot of those followers before he was even really all that political. Mm-hmm. You know, so Trump had this base of people following him and interested in what he had to say because he was a celebrity and because he was a prominent businessman. And then since then, he's added to that, you know, through his political activities and his presidential campaign. So, you know, there are an awful lot of people hanging on every word of Trump.
Well, they're hanging on every word, and at the same time, they're complaining about it. But,
right.
You know, because it's not necessarily business as usual, Jim, you know, for the Beltway, there's quite the disturbance in the force, Obi-Wan Kenobi, let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's got Republicans sort of unsettled because, you know, they're used to certain ways of doing things. And now there's a new man in charge, a new titular head of the party, who is really trying to drive Republican policy positions in a lot of areas where they may not always be comfortable. Although in some of the early goings, such as Mexico City policy and Keystone, obviously he's delivered for Republicans. You know, but Democrats, I think, are the most confounded of all because they really were hoping that because Trump was elected so narrowly, because there have been so many protests, because they've been able to get so many people in Hollywood to really rant and rave about Trump, that maybe they could slow roll some of the things that Trump was going to try to do. And they really haven't had a whole lot of success with that so far.
Well, that's kind of like the old format. That seemed to work for them, but I guess they missed out what happened in the election, and that is that, you know, there's new chapters being written, and when you have a force like Donald Trump, I mean, it's really, in a lot of ways, the perfect storm. You know, Jim, I've said the country has been looking for a business-oriented president, a true chief executive officer for a long time, and we needed one. And you know, when you look at the perils and the things this country has been dealing with, we need an executive in the Oval Office to come in and look and do some things that they've been saying for a long time, like, you know, questioning some of these budgets. I mean, like a real simple thing, like Boeing comes in and says, hey, that's just going to be $4 billion, you know, between us big kids to fix the, you know, your airplane up. And,
right.
You know, how many presidents would have just gone along with that? But not him. He goes, $4 billion? Are you kidding me? Are you nuts? Get out of here, you know?
And he takes it public. So yeah. It really creates all this pressure on Boeing to really rework what these things are going to cost. You know, and he publicly pressures companies that are doing business with the federal government to get their costs down.
Yeah. I mean, because this is the kind of, mind thinking or the paradigm that D.C. has been in that makes it okay to spend, you know, $40,000 for shower curtains, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's silly stuff like that.
Hammer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what's going on? So all this stuff, yes, it's a disturbance within the force. It's got everybody on their toes. But this has, you know, been long needed because I got to tell you, Main Street America, you know, some of the other stuff, it's charming. It's amusement. I mean, you know, after all, we've got you know, with Donald Trump, you get egg rolls. You get the whole package, you know, whether you like
right.
it or not. But, you know,
right.
we've got a lot of good things happening. I mean, to the point that you've got Britain, the Prime Minister of Britain, you know, Theresa May, she's going to be his first meeting there in the Oval Office on the heels of them leaving Brexit. I mean, there's a lot of portent in that meeting, I believe.
Yeah, and, you know, it anchors Trump in a larger international movement where you have people all over the Western world trying to reclaim their sovereignty, trying to reclaim their borders, trying to reclaim control of their governments. And, you know, Trump is a product of that, and you're seeing a lot of that unfold across Europe. And Trump really now is the big success story. Prior to that, it was Brexit. But, I mean, electing a president who really rejects a lot of the more globalist way of thinking about the world is a really big victory for the nationalist and populist forms of conservatism that are really sweeping a lot of the West.
And some people, Jim, still are trying to make it a bad thing. And, you know, they want to talk about his inauguration speech as being dark. I guess it's just a matter of where you come from. You know, if you hear darkness in that speech, you know, I heard a chief executive officer sounding out the mission statement of a new America, a reborn America, so to speak. And, boy, a lot of people can get behind it. Yes, we've got some things to deal with still, you know, the reality of where America is today and the America that Donald Trump wants to take, this country to, you know, the difference between those two, those two entities, you know, we're going to have some pain to go through.
Well, and if a Democrat had given a speech about the crime that's plaguing too many people in the inner city and about the lack of jobs in the Rust Belt and closed factories, that would just be considered realism and being in touch with ordinary Americans who maybe aren't as wealthy and comfortable as the bicoastal elites. But when a Republican, and specifically Trump, does it, suddenly it's dark and it's threatening and it's foreboding, and we need to fact check it across national statistics to see if really the whole country is experiencing this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, a lot of Trump voters are experiencing these realities, and you know, a lot of minority voters who have been overwhelmingly voting for the Democrats, this is their reality too, and that's why to some extent this is so threatening to the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what he said, well, you know, the Democrat, and then not only that, you get the optics of yesterday's or day before meeting with the union bosses, right? Right? And they're saying, hey, for the first time, I mean, I never thought about this, but the first time they'd have been invited to the Oval Office, are you kidding me? The stalwarts of the Democratic Party haven't even, you know, been asked to come and spend a night in the Lincoln bedroom or, you know, whatever.
When you're that lockstep with the Democrats, you could get taken for granted, and I think that's what's happened. Trump isn't taking them for granted.
Yeah, and it's quite novel, as you say, Jim, that you have a candidate, a political candidate, a non-political candidate, which is quite refreshing, who made promises on the campaign trail, is actually, you know, taking action to fulfill these promises. People
in the first few days.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, let's let any moss grow under our feet and put our heels up on the desktop. You know, he's been known to operate on little sleep, and you know, he's using every waking hour to the benefit of we the people. And I think some of these questions that they've had and that comes up about, you know, his other businesses and that sort of thing. I mean, how can you run the country? How can you do what he's doing and still worry about the Trump organization? I mean, he's raised his sons, you know, his family and his daughter in the business in such a way to where, look at, he's mentored them all along. It's time for them to fly and fly high and take over the organization. And, you know, he's not going to have time to be looking into that. And plus being about the people's business. I think people that don't understand how business works, you know, they're fooling themselves and worrying themselves unnecessarily because they really don't understand, you know, what it takes to operate a business of this immensity.
Right. And, you know, the federal government is obviously even bigger than what he's used to running. And, you know, if he's going to continue at his current pace, he's not going to have a lot of time to tend to what's going on in the Trump organization.
Exactly. Yeah. So but here we are. And we've got the Keystone Dakota Access, as you say, which is really in a lot of ways. I mean, Democrats couldn't say anything about it because, after all, Trump was going off of, you know, the council and the empirical evidence that was supplied by the Obama administration.
Absolutely. And he's reversing a lot of Obama executive orders. So Obama kind of paved the way for Trump to get a fast start.
Well, here it is. I mean, even though that when Barack Obama was leaving, he seemed to want to leave some landmines in the process, he did tee up some things. And there's that low-hanging fruit that Newt Gingrich refers to that is looking, you know, pretty good for we the people and for, you know, the new president, Donald Trump.
Absolutely. It's been an auspicious beginning. We'll see if he can keep it up.
Well, keep your eyes on the ball there, James. We appreciate your reports, and we'll stay in touch. James Antle, the third Washington Examiner's politics editor. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the